These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These headline stories from September 17, 1920. I'm Larry Drafel. Lieutenant L.C. Freeman, acting chief of the Elgin Police, was angered by the actions of a driver who hit and ran from the scene of an accident that injured two pedestrians. Roy Grant and Mrs. Mary Enghausen were taken to the hospital. Grant had minor scrapes and bruises, but Mrs. Enghausen was more badly injured. The incident occurred on Grove Avenue when a speeding auto jumped the curb and hit the two victims. Several others attempted to stop the speeding auto. One other motorist gave chase. The license of the vehicle was reported to police. Chief Freeman indicated the driver was speeding and lacked proper taillights. The search is on for the suspected offender. What time is it? Really? In the Watch City, that's become an issue. Visitors to Elgin expect that a community that has time as such an important industry would find the matter of accuracy important. And that seems to be the case. As a recent visitor noted, the hands of the three clocks of the Watch Factory Tower, that of the Home Bank, and the clock on City Hall all met the noon hour with the hands properly in place. By the way, Babe Ruth now has 56 home runs. The Elgin Aurora and Chicago Rail officials have identified the cause of a rear-end collision of the Walnut Street and South State Street cars as a result of a slippery track. Damage to the cars included the breakage of almost all the glass in the windows and the rear-end damage to the State Street car. No passengers were injured in the collision. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.